Just 2 weeks after elections here in the Czech Republic, neighboring Slovaks went to the polls this past Saturday. From a comparative perspective, there are several interesting highlights. For one, the Communist Party in Slovakia won only 3.8% of the vote, not enough to make it into parliament. And while voter turnout in the Czech Republic was surprisingly high at 64%, Slovakia saw historically low election turnout of 54%. Yet, as analysts predicted, the Social Democratic Party, led by Robert Fico, won the Slovak elections with 29% of the vote. In fact, Mr. Fico's Smer won in every Slovak region except for the capital city of Bratislava and the two southern regions of Nitra and Trnava, where Bela Buga's Hungarian coalition party earned a majority. Our Rob Cameron is in Bratislava and joins me by phone. Rob, what happens now that Robert Fico's Smer has won 50 seats in the Slovak parliament, while they need at least 76 to govern?
Well, what happens now is that the president of Slovakia, Ivan Gašparovič, asks Mr. Fico, as the winner of the elections, the party which emerged as the biggest party in parliament with a third of the seats, to try and form a new government. But that's about all we know at the moment, because those talks on forming a coalition are complicated, because Mr. Fico has actually very few options open to him. He can either try and woo some of Mr. Zurinda's present coalition allies on the right, but they, of course, don't share his left-wing agenda, or he can turn to two very controversial parties, the Movement for a Democratic Slovakia, the former authoritarian Prime Minister Vladimir Mečiar, or the far-right nationalist Jan Slota. And obviously that kind of coalition would be extremely controversial and would probably be met with some dismay abroad.
Now, Jiří Paroubek, the Czech Social Democratic leader, was quick to comment that if he were in Robert Fico's shoes, he'd work to build a grand coalition with Mikuláš Zurinda. Is this feasible?
I would say that is probably the least likely option on the table. It's far more likely that Mr. Fico will attempt to lure one of Mr. Zurinda's present coalition allies and perhaps Mr. Mečiar's party, maybe without Mr. Mečiar, into some kind of coalition. And if that fails, then Mr. Zurinda, of course, would have a chance to try and form a government, in which case he would stick with his present coalition allies, plus Mr. Mečiar's party, again, possibly without Mr. Mečiar. But the idea, I think, of a grand coalition between Mr. Fico and Mr. Zurinda is really the least likely outcome of this election.
Now, what about Vladimir Mečiar? International audiences were, of course, waiting to see what his result would be. It was Mr. Mečiar's worst election result ever. He garnered 360,000 less voters than he did in 2002. What happened to his loyal followers?
Well, many of his loyal followers have deserted him over the last few years, and that's partly because people like Mr. Fico of Smer, who many accuse of being a populist, he denies that, of course, have simply stolen Mr. Mečiar's thunder. Indeed, Mr. Mečiar has also cozied up rather to right-wing parties in recent years, and that has, in its turn, put off a lot of his traditionally left-wing, centre-left voters. So lots of people have been sort of confused by Mr. Mečiar's conciliatory tone towards the right-wing parties, Mr. Zurinda among them, and a lot of people simply didn't know who they were voting for anymore, and I think that's why Mr. Mečiar has lost. And incidentally, this is the first time in three elections that Mr. Mečiar has not won. He won the previous two elections, but was, of course, was unable to form a government. Now he's lost and done very badly indeed.
And what about the Communist Party in Slovakia, Rob?
Well, they failed to get into parliament. I think that was widely predicted, again, because parties such as Smer, Robert Fico, the left-wing party, and Mr. Mečiar's party have again stolen their thunder. These parties have been very, very successful in attracting many votes which would naturally go to the communists.
And what about your predictions on how coalition building will proceed?
It's very difficult to say. I was taken to task, let's say, by quite a few friends here, Slovaks, who said that we really shouldn't count out Mr. Zurinda. He is Central Europe's longest-serving prime minister. He is described, I think, by the Financial Times as a kind of Machiavelli of politics here. He is a survivor, a political survivor, and I think it is quite likely, possibly even very likely, that we haven't heard the last of Mr. Zurinda yet. So watch out for him, I think.
Rob Cameron on the phone there with me from Bratislava.